Anytime you give up one touchdown in four games, you know, that's a little bit unusual. I think one other team has done that in the history of the game, so that's pretty impressive.
What's it allowed you to be able to do that without much blitzing this year?
Well, we talked about it, you know, we talked about it in the past. You know, I think we caught some people by surprise last year. We didn't start blitzing until the Philadelphia game after we played the Giants, and we felt in that game we had a lot of five-man rushes, and we had a few holding calls that weren't called, and we thought we'd put it in our hands to kind of get after the quarterback in certain situations, and it worked well for us. But they're going to catch up with you if you blitz consistently. You know, this team is, you know, these coaches are very smart with game plans, and people study in the offseason that you can't do that consistently, you know, with your defense and win. You got to be very sound. You've got to go back to the basics, and that's what we've done. You know, we'll blitz at times, but you can't blitz, you know, like we did last year, and, you know, be one of the better defenses in the National Football League. At least I don't think so. Well, I think we had an opportunity to make some plays that we normally would have made with better conditions. At least that's what I'm hoping, because we had a couple opportunities. You don't get them very often against a defense like this where we had a couple guys pretty open, and we didn't make those plays. And if that happens in a game against a defense like the Ravens, you feel pretty good, and you got to take advantage of it. We didn't, but we made the plays that we had to make in some tough conditions, and, you know, that's why I feel good about the guys, how hard they fought, and you know, for a full 60 minutes. You know, we talked about it before the game that this game would come down to the wire. It'd be a full 60-minute game, and it turned out to be that way.
Other than being a very talented unit, is there something you can point to about the effectiveness of your defense in the red zone this season?
Well, we just worked on it. You know, last year we were 28th, 29th, tied for 28th, and we did change our scheme up a little bit from what we did a year ago. I think that helped, plus the emphasis there, and guys just, you know, stepping up and working as a group. Well, you know, it's always the difference in the game, that red zone. You know, I think we were 1-for-1. I believe, what were they, 1-for-2? I'm not sure exactly. I think they were 1-for-2 and kept them from getting the field goal, kept them from getting the touchdown, and obviously a big play at the time.
How close was Darren Williams to becoming an elite-type cornerback for you?
Well, I think he is an elite cornerback. I felt that last year. You know, even though he's a rookie, people have stayed away from Champ, and they've tended to go toward Darren, and, you know, Darren's been pretty, I mean, very consistent for us and plays with a lot of confidence. He's got a lot of ability, and he'll be one of the top corners in the National Football League for years to come.
How nice is it to see Al Wilson have the game that he did tonight after
injured
hamstring?
Yeah, Al worked extremely hard to get that hamstring back in shape at the bye week, and it looked like he played extremely well. Well, we knew it was going to be a very physical game, you know, like you mentioned, and the only way that you're going to beat them is match that intensity or maybe even pick it up a notch. But nothing to take, you know, I'm not going to take anything away from them because they played extremely well. I think they held us a little over 200 yards, so that hasn't been done very many times. But I was really impressed with our football team and the conditions that we had, the way we stepped up and played and found a way to win. Well, you know, you just don't make a big deal about it. You emphasize it during the week. You understand the difference between winning and losing is always turnovers, a turnover ratio. But I thought we kept our poise, and I believe we came out on the positive end, and that's what you got to try to do. You know, you can't harp on it. You're working on it during the week, and if it happens, you got to deal with it. And I thought our guys stepped up and dealt with it well. Pardon me?
How do you think Tatum?
I think he played pretty good. You know, how many yards did he have? Yeah. And any time, you know, you run the football like he did, you got to feel pretty good. I thought he played a good game as well as our offensive line, especially with, you know, the conditions the way they were, you know, rain throughout the whole game.
How about Jake?
Well, it's always tough to play in those conditions. You know, I think Jake would like to have a couple of them back, but you got to find a way to do it when it counts, and he did. So very proud with the way he fought. You know, if you come to our press conference, I'll let you know then.